Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Ola Liepile, the CEO of Novare Holdings, joins us now in studio just to give us some more insight into some of the realities that we do need to face with regard to transformation and diversity in South Africa's asset management industry. Such a pleasure to have you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gugu, and thank you for having me on your show.
Fantastic. Excited to speak to you. And I think this is a topic that really never gets tired or boring, not only in the context of South Africa, but the world over. And maybe that's where we need to start. The fact that diversity and inclusion is a global agenda. And we have seen in certain markets that they've decided, oh, no, we'll just pull the plug on this one. Help us contextualize what it is that we're seeing in markets like the UK, but also how this remains critical for us to focus on in South Africa, largely when it comes to transformation.
Okay, thank you, Gugu. I think South Africa has a unique history, Gugu, where the majority of the citizens of the country were excluded from participating in the formal economy. And so I don't foresee that the anti-DEI agenda, if I can call it that, that is taking place elsewhere will gain momentum here because of that, right? But also, I battle to understand why anyone would be against diversity and inclusion, because ultimately what we're saying is let everybody have a seat at the table and let no one be excluded. And I don't understand how that can offend anyone.
Exactly. Making sure that everyone has a seat at the table and, of course, advancing levels of growth that do take place. Novare itself as an institution has also played a critical role in actually driving transformation in terms of the partnerships that you have, the talent that you have, but also management of the capital that you're able to allocate. And I'm keen to understand if we not only take a look at your experience in the organization, but more so how it links to some of the industry data that we find. Where are we in terms of our transformation objectives in the country?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at asset management specifically, Gugu, you'll see that there has been some progress that has been made, particularly on the ownership side. And that really is what tends to grab the headlines. But from an employment equity perspective, there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, if you look at the ASISA report that came out towards the end of last year, the asset management industry has missed all its employment equity targets. And if you break that down further and look at the different components, you know, you'll see that we still have a long way to go.
And that's challenging because I'm assuming that it definitely speaks to a level of skills, capacity, but also just creating the opportunities there. So, in other words, where are we missing the mark?
Yeah, Gugu, I wouldn't really say skills are an issue. I think, you know, I'm
glad you say that. And maybe we need to say it again, because that's often the comment we get, right? There's not enough of you.
Yeah, my view is that talent is equally distributed across societies, right? And I don't necessarily buy into the view that black people in particular are less skilled or less talented than others, right? Where I think we've got a challenge is that the agenda is right. I think the policies are right. But I don't always believe that we've got the right people driving the agendas, right? And that's where people like ourselves, asset consultants, need to be playing a role in advising clients to allocate more capital to transform managers. And I just want to mention that you know, transformation and performance are not mutually exclusive. So transformation is not a substitute for performance, right? So performance is a non-negotiable. And when we say we need to transform, we are not saying that we need to compromise on performance. And I think there's that misconception that is out there and it perpetuates, right? When it comes to dealing with black asset managers, I think there's a perception that we are dealing with the risk of return of capital, whereas when it comes to dealing with less transformed managers, we're dealing with return on capital. So the perceived risk is much higher than the actual risk when it comes to transformed managers.
I'm glad you highlight that. It's perceived risk because fundamentally the performance is actually what speaks for itself. Help me understand, have there been ongoing or enhanced engagements between key players in the industry to allocate more capital to black asset managers, especially now within this modern age that we live in?
I think the engagements are there, Gugu, and they'll continue to be there. And there's, as I said, there's definitely the right policies in place. And I guess that's why you see a lot of the big asset managers as well transforming, especially from a shareholding perspective. Mm-hmm. Having said that, when one looks deeper, because you cannot just look at shareholding, you need to look at who the trigger pullers are. You need to look at management, different management levels, junior, middle, and senior management, to ensure that, real transformation will take place from an employment perspective. Mm-hmm. What is particularly concerning that we've observed is that at the junior management level, we're not hitting the targets. So targets are not being hit. And that is what needs to be feeding the middle management and ultimately senior management. Mm. So there's still a lot of work to be done there.
Got you. I think what's important for us to also recognize is practically how this can be done and actually celebrate some of the wins that we see from institutions like yourself. Maybe take us back to 2006, where we did see a shift in ownership by Novare in terms of having the 50% ownership to Mvela private equity, then shifting the ownership in terms of prioritizing the policies around BEE. And even now, how it is that you, I guess, advise and guide many of your clients when you receive institutional investors to not only make sure that you maintain the transformation agenda, but as you said, also speak to performance.
Yes. Gogo, I think obviously, transformation goes hand in hand with the people that are owning these businesses, believing that there's it's a business opportunity. In as much as one wants to transform for a social agenda, they need to see it as a business opportunity. Because being investment professionals, we are in the decision-making game, right? And when you make decisions and you have different people at the table, you can consider as many perspectives as possible before you actually make that decision. And so transformation enhances that decision-making decision-making process, as investment professionals. But I also think the other challenge is that we as investment consultants who advise clients to hire transformed asset managers, we need to also look at ourselves to say, why are we advocating for asset managers to be transformed, yet we ourselves are not transforming, right? So we need to be judged by the same standards that we advocate others to be judged by, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, for transformation to take place, it needs to be intentional from the allocator's perspective. They need to look at their service providers, including investment consultants, and say, are you transformed? And if you are transformed, can you also assist me transform the asset managers? Because ultimately, we are the gatekeepers. We are the ones that advise clients. And it becomes very difficult for black managers to stand in front of clients without us putting them in front of clients.
Mm-hmm. 100%. This is all very critical. And I think also does call for, as you say, a heightened level of advocacy, of support, and of course, ongoing exposure. To close off with, I can imagine that you engage with various key players. And as we know, the space that you're in for asset managers is highly regulated. And that in itself also speaks to the prioritization of transformation on the agenda. Do we perhaps have to see harsher consequences for asset management funds who don't meet their BE requirements?
Yeah, I think the harsh consequence would be a lack of allocation by the asset allocators, because obviously, as an asset manager, if you do not have asset, you essentially don't have a business, right? We have Regulation 28, which has said that trustees need to take ESG into consideration when making decisions. And so the regulations are there. I think it's just up to us to implement.
100%. Ola, such a pleasure. Ola, such a pleasure speaking to you and really appreciate your time. We look forward to hearing more developments and outcomes and, of course, ongoing prioritization of transformation within the asset management space. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Google.
That's Ola Liepile, CEO of Novare Holdings, giving us some insight into key themes and thoughts that we need to bear in mind regarding the transformation that needs to take place in the asset management space. Trillions of funds that are available to be managed by individuals who are there, who are capable. And as you've heard, critical for us to remember as well that transformation does not work as a substitute for performance. The truth is, the two go hand in hand.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.